You're awful.
Speaking of awful, comes naturally, we are
Joe,
Mike.
I am Cody. Welcome to this week's episode, everybody. Cold opens. Gotta love them. Oh, hey, Mr. My phone's not on silent.
I'm sorry. Didn't realize we were starting a podcast here.
Yeah. We got things to do, places to go. Go shopping to do.
Yeah, I do. Got to get the food for the week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he says.
Oh, Mike's having a hard time with his water. Just drink it with a cap attached. It's fine.
Yeah.
I can't hear it. That's weird. You're doing a good job of drinking silently. You practice at home? Mike's a mime. Mike the mime. Fuck Wink. That guy. So, what's up? Really?
Nothing.
There you go. Says his name, and that's it. I'll punch him.
One of us saw a movie, finally.
Yeah, this week. The other finally that ever saw
Actually,
before.
One of us saw two movies this week. Or this past week. Three? What? Oh, shit. What was the third one?
What was the third one?
Wreck-It Ralph.
Well, yeah. No, that was two.
Didn't you? I thought you guys went somewhere else too.
No,
we were gonna go to Creed.
Well, yeah, I realized we were gonna go to Creed.
I fucked that up.
I thought you and Jen went to something else too.
No.
Okay. Okay, it was just two then. You're fine. Jesus. I mean, you're not fine.
Pay attention to your fucking friend's life.
How?
We're not. It's fine.
He sleeps through most of it. How am I fucking supposed to tell?
It makes it easy.
Says the guy who doesn't know what's going on.
So how'd you like it? What movie was it, first off, that we're talking about?
Fantastic Beasts 2.
Crimes of Grindelwald.
Yeah. Ooh.
Also known as.
Also known as.
Part 2. I liked it a lot.
Part yeah. dos.
I know I'm probably alone mostly on this one, but I like the two Fantastic Beasts movies more than I like any of the Harry Potter movies.
Shame on you.
But you can definitely make that argument. They're two different types of movies.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
this is what I was hoping like the last couple of Harry Potters would be. You know, everyone's full powered. You know, no more.
Should we do this or should we do? Yeah, yeah.
Now they have real life consequences.
Yeah,
not the last two movies didn't have real life consequences because there was a bunch of death in them. Mm-hmm. But this one deals with a bunch of other shit.
Yeah, but I enjoyed it quite a bit from the opening scene that fucking prison right? escape. Thing and the storm was fucking gnarly,
right?
The visuals all over this movie, just like the first one, were just fantastic. Like all the different Fantastic Beasts,
right?
What?
Like
that's monster. Where they got it.
The
from.
Design of them and everything is just super dope. The story did seem kind of choppy at some points. You know, it felt like they're trying to just get shit through. You know what I mean?
Right, which had Queenie on her own little thing,
and yeah.
The other two were on their thing, and then what's her name was on her thing.
Yeah, but overall, I mean, it's a very minor complaint of mine. I still enjoyed it a lot. I think I liked the first one just a little bit better, just because I felt like the first one the story was more straightforward,
a lot more concise.
It also ended.
Yeah, it actually ended.
Yeah,
this one. Yeah, you're definitely just going right into. I mean, the first one did that too. The ending of the first one.
Yeah, but
like,
not like this one does.
Yeah, but this one is
the
just
end.
A big
the end
old...
of the first one has somewhat of a conclusion.
Yeah.
This one's like, nah, bruh, halfway done. Maybe, maybe a third. We don't know yet.
And it did fuck up because I didn't really watch the first one anytime recently either. So I'm gonna have to go back. I'm
garbage human.
I know. I'm a trash bender.
You wish you were a trash bender. You're just the trash part. No panda.
No panda?
Yep.
All trash, no panda?
Yeah.
Shit, dog.
Change your status.
I'm okay with that. Yeah, but it was super dope. It was really, really good. And like I was talking to you guys, I want to familiarize myself more with the Harry Potter world just so I can better enjoy these movies. Because I've seen all the Harry Potter movies, but I think I've only seen all of them once, maybe twice on a couple early ones. But like the last one, I know I didn't see since theaters, you know, and that came out what six
Right, because I remember ago? we sat down and watched one at through my old seven place. At your old place. Yeah. And so that was actually probably the last time I've seen those as well.
And a lot of those was the only time that I've seen any of them.
Right.
I'm very lost on the connecting to a lot of the Harry Potter world. I would like to see more of a bridge directly to the Harry Potter movies, but it's set so far.
Well, by the end, you might have something.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Because you already have, like, Dumbledore shows up, and you have, what's her name, the other teacher, McGonagall.
Yeah.
The younger version of hers in this movie. So you do have some things like that.
Yeah, there's little things, but I was... Like
you want maybe like Harry's parents to show up or something?
Yeah, or a young, what's his fuck name? Voldemort.
Voldemort.
Yeah.
Tom Riddle. Riddle.
Yeah, something like that. But I mean, I think they're planning two more Fantastic Beasts, right? Yeah.
That's the thing. As I said, like this could be a third of a movie because they are planning four total. And reading after we got done with the movie, Joe was driving. So I was deep diving into the history of stuff and the stuff even I don't know because I haven't read all the books. I've only seen all the movies several times over. But I was going through and I was looking up and, spoiler alert, Grindelwald doesn't die until the year 1999.
Okay.
So that's well into the Harry Potter movies.
Yeah, Harry Potter will be alive at that point.
Yeah.
So, like...
How does he die?
I didn't read in there. I was trying to not ruin that. But like, right. Well, he was over 100 years old because he's born in 1889. I think they said it was because this movie takes place in 1927, and it's 6 months after the first movie and after Fantastic Beasts. I think they said.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what
I said? It was very close to it.
Like, it was very close because I can't remember exactly the events of the prison escape. Like, the escape happened, and then everything picks up 3 months later after that.
Yeah.
Because
they said that's no. Because at one point they say he's been with them for 6 months, and they've gone through all the rigorous,
interrogations,
air quotes, that they possibly could. And now they're going to hand him over to the English.
The Ministry of Magic.
Yeah, Ministry of Magic in England.
Yeah. So, yeah, okay. So it would be 9 months,
yeah,
essentially, from the actual start of the events in this movie.
Yeah.
From when Newt comes back into the picture. Because they even say, like, the time jump when you see Newt is 3 months later after the escape. So it would be about 9 months. So, and then you kind of forget that was Homeboy in the first one, though. You know, you're like, oh yeah, that's right. He was disguised the whole time. Because like, there's times where I'm like, well, what the fuck? Oh yeah, he was dealing all this shit. You know, so I really want to go back and watch the first one. I have to rewatch the first one again. I'm gonna definitely watch this one again, maybe in theaters. I might catch it in theaters one more time.
I want to see it again in theaters.
It's probably gonna.
Bad thing is we won't be able to see it in Cinema One again.
No.
Because, man,
I didn't get to see it.
Fuck, that was awesome.
I bet.
There's so much shit going on. It was ridiculous.
You want to do your three favorite things and one thing you're surprised about?
Yeah.
Go
for it. All right. Three favorite things.
We'll start with Mike.
Shit. Actually, young Dumbledore was a lot cooler.
Jude Law?
Yeah, yeah. Jude Law. Fucking.
The one we didn't get a line from because he was a reflection in a mirror?
Just saying young as we all know.
Not old
actual wizard looking motherfucker. Like younger teacher, cool teacher, everyone's favorite teacher guy. And he's got like a little bit of swag to him, some attitude, and he kind of knows he's the best. But he's not braggadocious about it. I was like, I really liked that, how he played it. Because there's parts where what's the group called? I keep wanting to say the Ministry of Darkness because I'm a fucking wrestling nerd. And that was the group the Undertaker had forever. The magic people came and kind of like interrogated them when they threw the locks on them.
Oh, it's whatever that division of the Ministry of Magic is.
Ministry of Magic, yeah. When the Ministry of Magic people came in, there's this, like, slight...
Or some of the auras when showed up.
No.
No, when, the when they're...
The auras were American.
Yeah.
It's the Ministry of Magic, where they showed up and
Newt's brother.
You need to tell us. Oh, yeah. You need to help us defeat
Well, they're
him.
Auras as well. They're named. They're called auras as well.
I thought that was American, though.
No, that's the name of that position, is auras.
Whatever. But yeah, where they showed up and they're like, you need to help us defeat him. And he's like, no, I won't. And can't, so they cuff him essentially.
Yeah. But that whole scene, Jude Law plays it so well. Cause he, even the one guy says, I hate to say this about you. And like Dumbledore kind of laughs cause he knows he's going to say I'm the best. I'm the only one that could hang with Grindelwald. If I could, I'm the only one who could, you know? But yeah, everything about his kind of like arrogance and everything was pretty cool. And I can't wait. So if the next one we do get to see him actually, you know, physically engage, you know, if they work on that blood pact or something, it'd be cool. The other thing I like is I just like Newt. The dude who plays like Newt is such a fun character because he's so just a little off-centered. You know what I mean? But he's
that awkwardness, but he's still...
He's awkwardness, but he's so fucking smart. He knows exactly what he's talking about. He's just weird, though.
Yep.
And he's socially bad, but he's so, like, good. Like, there's nothing... You don't ever question his
morals.
Character or morals or anything like that. You just know he's, like, the ultimate good guy in these movies. So he's super fun to root for, especially like the little side things of him trying to talk to Tina and you know, tell her like, no, I'm not getting engaged, you know, that whole mix up thing, but he couldn't just fucking say it. You know, he had to go through a whole thing about it.
I do like the whole thing where he's trying to like think of a way to express his love for her. And he's like, your eyes are like lizards.
Or salamanders.
Salamanders, that's what it was.
Yeah. But then in the, like, later on, he doesn't want to say salamander, but she says the word salamander, and you're like, oh.
Yeah. Oh, you meant each other.
Don't worry, she's going to die in the next one.
Probably.
That's a guess, but.
Yeah, if I had to guess, I'd say all 10. Because
right now, his life sucks, like, no matter what.
That's pretty rough.
Yeah.
Well, he's got the girl right now, though.
The girl he was in love with was going to be married to his brother.
No.
But then became barbecue.
Yep.
Yeah, man, she gone.
Yeah, she gone for show. Yeah,
that's an issue.
Yeah.
Number three is the visuals of the action sequences going from the start to the, I keep calling it the prison escape, when, you know, when he's in the storm.
Yeah.
And just that whole setup was, like, cool. You got the dragon things, you know, taking the carriage away.
Oh, okay. I was like,
dragon. But you have the dudes on brooms running security point on it, and then the two guys holding on to the back of it. And when that it takes off and it dives bomb, those two guys are just fucking holding on for dear life. I was like, oh,
they got magic
Christ.
Grip. The They're like balls magic on grip.
Yeah. And that whole scene where, you know, Grindelwald fills up the carriage with water. And then they take off out of the water, and it's still full, and the people are floating around in it. Ah, it's so dope. To the big, giant cat thing that gets out. I can't remember what it was called. But Newt kind of tames that one and gets him in his giant... with the cat toy, which was hilarious.
Made me so happy.
But that thing moved around, looked so cool. All the way to the final, the big climax action sequence where you had... You know, the fire surrounding Grindelwald and the people walking through it, and whether or not they were able to walk through was a cool touch. And then you saw Queenie walk through, and she made it.
I'm not crying.
Which you're happy crying. She's not crying. Dead, but you're like, I didn't want you to go. Like, stay with your dude. But the dude was right. Like, she kind of went batshit. And can't.
But it's one of those things where, like, she completely believes what she's doing it for is for love.
Yeah.
Plus, and she doesn't tell him whatever's going on because the fact that they were able to stop the voices from, they're able, basically to help her control her power more, so she's not just hearing random voices. She can target it, but she never tells him that. She's just overly happy, and he doesn't know why. He thinks she's she's been enchanted by them, which that's what it seems like, because she was super down and dreary, and now she's back to her giggly, bubbly self. But because she never tells him, like, hey, they gave me the ability to not just randomly hear shit. I don't think that would sway him to the other side, because he's seen what they're going to do. But
for him, yeah, and his people.
Yeah. So I loved all those things. The thing that surprised me was obvious. The big obvious twist, the Credence is a Dumbledore.
Spoiler alert, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're listening to this,
it's
podcast,
a surprise.
Yeah. Surprise.
Surprise, motherfuckers.
So I didn't like leading up to it, like directly leading up to it. You're like, are they gonna say he's related to Dumbledore? Like, they kind of hinting at it a little bit. Mm-hmm. But then when that bird is a phoenix, and you're like, well, fuck me, he's a Dumbledore. And then you're like, well, maybe Grindelwald could still be lying. We don't know, but he's probably telling the truth. And then so now your brain is like in a mad dash to try to figure out how it works. But yeah, it just makes me more excited about the future ones, because again, the entire Harry Potter franchise, I'm waiting for full powered wizards doing battle with each other,
and hopefully we'll get that in the next
movie. Yeah, and you kind of get this a little bit. Yes. You know, you see, you know, full power wizards protecting themselves and casting spells, not fucking them up. You know,
it was
what
a
mean?
More like, it was a more drawn out version of what you saw at the end of Order of the Phoenix.
Yeah, so.
They're in the room with the portal.
Yeah, I got that.
And like the Death Eaters are fighting. And
I was also
trying
thinking
to
just at the end of the Fantastic Beasts 1, where they're
going a little bit at each other. Yeah,
yeah.
It's more defensive than anything else, but yeah,
yeah,
yeah. But it's not.
But they're not shouting, you know, Expelliarmus. You know, they're not shouting the words
and they're not messing stuff. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, because they're actual like they've
done
magicians.
Been to school.
Yeah,
they've done been to school.
And one of the things too. That's kind of it. But one of the other things that I like too is you get the flashbacks to where you actually spend some time in this movie at Hogwarts, and some of your favorite little bits, or at least my favorite, one of my favorite things from the Harry Potter movies was the mirror.
Yes.
That, you know, you saw your biggest fear, and then bringing that into play, and you saw Newt. And he's just so, again, the ultimate good guy. His biggest fear is an office job.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, yeah, he wouldn't be afraid of any creature or monster. Like, that's his thing.
It's his jam.
You know? And he actually turns that desk into a creature monster thing. And then the girl, and you see the floating body. But you don't really, you're like, what is that? What is that? And then you see it later on, you're like, oh fuck, she fucked up that little kid.
Brutal.
And then you see Dumbledore staring at it, and it's him making the blood pact with Grindelwald, and you're like, oh. And then they make the point earlier in the movie where they say you two loved each other like brothers, and he said loved them more than brothers, or more than just brothers, or something like that.
Yeah.
And I think people know Dumbledore was gay now, right? Like, that's something J.K. Rowling
came out
with.
Yeah,
excuse me. And just the interaction in the mirror where you see them when they're younger, you're like, oh, I think they were like in love.
Yeah,
like they're it was definitely more than just a.
Yeah, but Joe and I were talking about this. I think both of us were kind of agreement on it, and you can correct me if I'm wrong when I say this. We kind of think that it was more one sided, and Grindelwald was essentially playing Dumbledore. To a point, because he knew Dumbledore was very powerful, and that he needed that blood pact, so he basically used his affection for him against him.
Yeah, possibly, but like the main thing being that Dumbledore was definitely in love with Grindelwald.
Faux show.
At one point.
And I kind of hope it's the other way. It's not that way, and they really were in love, but Grindelwald just wants.
Yeah, I think it'd be more interesting.
More. Yeah, it'd be much more powerful. If you did it that way.
Yeah.
So I mean that adds this whole kind of cool layer onto their relationship too, and then leading up through the movie where Dumbledore constantly says, I can't move on Grindelwald, and you're like, hey, you still like care about him? Like, what's your fucking deal? Like, this guy's a bad guy, you need to do something.
And then the mirrors, they tell
and
you
then the
why.
Mirror, you see why. And then, but you also, you know, Grindelwald makes reference that that Credence is the only force in the world, I think. I think he says in the world strong that can kill Dumbledore. Yeah. And you're like, well, fuck, this Credence guy is like, when he flips out, you see his power is massive and crazy, but you don't know to the extent. And then you realize, oh, if he really is a Dumbledore, yeah. And then he blows up a mountain at the end of the movie. The first time he holds a wand. It's like, oh no.
He shouts out a fucking the wall.
Yeah.
And then it's like, pew pew.
Yeah. So.
Mountain destroy us.
Yeah. There's so many cool things about this movie that I liked. And like I said, the twist ending is obviously the biggest thing. So I can't wait to see how that plays out. I'm not worried about, like, there's no money issues with this movie, right?
No,
like,
we're getting these
other movies.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was number one for a while.
Yeah, and I think I did read that this was like the lowest Harry Potter opening in like a long time, but still like the lowest Harry Potter opening in a long time is still a big fat fucking opening. So
yeah. Well, also because they a lot of people were turned off from the first one because of how more mature it was and of a movie, like in the concept of it, other than just kids in a school. I mean, granted, there's a lot of like really heavy stuff in the Harry Potter movies, but this one had more real
life stuff in it.
Yeah. And then of course this one was even more so because it had political stuff in it. It had you know, like the relationship stuff in it. It had
lots of relationships.
Yeah.
Like everybody. Lots. Like ex lovers, you know, brothers.
Love triangles.
Yeah, like all kinds of shit. And it was right up in your grill hole the whole time. But yeah, those are my things.
All right. Joseph, go.
Didn't we already do this?
No, we couldn't talk about it, remember?
Oh.
Yeah. We've barely talked about it because someone hadn't seen it. We didn't want to spoil it for him.
Somebody. It was me.
It was Mike.
I'm pretty sure mine would just have to mirror what Mike's was. The scenes that the action scenes in the movie were absolutely fantastic from beginning to end. Everything that Mike had said about it, the opening chase scene at the chase scene at the beginning. The fucking final scene, the final battle with the dragons that are about to destroy London.
France.
Were awesome. It's right, Paris, not France. Whole country destroyed. The guy who plays Newt, and I should have looked it up. I can't remember his name.
Eddie Redmayne.
Yeah, Eddie Redmayne, that's right. Absolutely fantastic in these movies. Hands down. The third one is the fact that, like Mike had already pointed out, that you kept wondering why is Dumbledore not able to move on Grindelwald? And they kept, you know, he kept saying that throughout, and then you finally find out, and it's like, oh, that's why. And so, you know, Jude Law's depiction of Dumbledore was absolutely fantastic. And at the end there, like Mike says, he's got that little bit of, he's got that kind of swagger because he knows that he's kind of the most powerful wizard out there. And at the end where he gets a hold of that, the little talisman for the Blood Pact, and he's like, okay, let's figure out how to destroy this thing. And it's like, he's going to figure this out and shit's going to get fucked up after this.
Yeah.
As far as like surprises go, I guess you could say what's his name being Dumbledore's kin, because we don't really know, I guess, whether it's his actual brother or whether it's a cousin or something. Just
somebody he's a Dumbledore of some sort.
So obviously he's going to be like some also very powerful being. So to me that was a big surprise. Yeah. I think that's it.
Cool.
Cody?
I dig this movie a lot. It bothers me. I loved it so much that it bothers me that it didn't have an ending.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it did seem that at the end there, it just kept moving those goalposts back.
Easily.
You're like, oh, shit.
We didn't even get to see the goalposts. We just knew it was coming up. We're like, we're coming around the corner, and there's the goalposts.
Because you have, like I said, the fight in Paris where you're like, oh, shit. You know, this is where they're going to have this big showdown with Grindelwald. That doesn't really happen. Grindelwald gets away, so the goalposts get moved back a little bit. You have then Newt meets with Dumbledore in order to give him the little talisman thing. Yep. And you're like, oh shit, we might get something here now a little bit. No, that moves back a little bit because you don't even get to see the, you know, the talisman being broken or anything, or a definitive like, yes, I can break this. Then you get to see the part where you find out that it's his cousin, brother, whatever it is, relation, and you're like, oh shit, he blew up the side of that mountain. What are we gonna... Credits.
What's gonna happen? Oh, credits.
Credits.
That's cool.
Yeah.
The Crimes of Grindelwald, part one.
Yeah, Fantastic Beasts 2, The Crimes of Grindelwald, part one.
Yep. Ow. So yeah, of the stuff that I liked, besides all of it, I really liked the character progression in it. I liked the fact that it wasn't, you know, like, oh, hey, everyone's happy where they are. Like, everybody was miserable
at one point or another.
Like, for the most part, like, everybody was miserable. Like, it was pretty rough.
Yeah.
And, like, the two people who shouldn't have been miserable were miserable because they couldn't do what one thing they wanted, which was to get married.
Right.
Because...
I will point out the only problem that I had with that, I pointed out that with you, was that it's legal, it's illegal in the United States, it's perfectly fine in England. They should have just moved to England.
It's true.
I don't
know if it's as easy as that, but...
that. Yeah, and granted, yes, I don't know what that entails, but... You to know, me,
immigrating to England
to be together.
But yes, and that's, I mean, that's the thing. And I don't think she wanted to leave her sister, and like that was the whole thing. Anyways, it doesn't matter.
Right, and I get that. And obviously, he has his bakery and stuff over in New York, and that's established, and it's a big thing. I get that, but easy solution just seemed to be there.
Yeah, not run off to England, get married, and go back
or something. Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
because like that's why they went to England. They went on holiday to get married, and I don't know if that's going to translate well across the pond. You know, it's still not legal there.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know how that's going to work. I don't know if it's. I don't know. We don't know the legality. Well, obviously, it's not
working out right now anyway. Definitely she's not with the dark side.
Yeah, she is Vader'd up for sure. So I really like that because I like the fact that it wasn't just. Like, everyone's like, oh, hey, we had this adventure before, now we're all good and happy. Like, nobody's, like, Tina was in a bad place, you know, Newt was in a dark place, Jacob was enchanted, so he doesn't even know he was in a dark place. Queenie was tormented with the fact that she did enchant him, but she didn't want to, but she needed his okay to marry, even though she knows it's going to be bad for both of them. Newt's brother is the only one that's sort of in a good place, but he's not because his brother's a fucking criminal, and he's, you know, hopefully gonna marry his air quotes sweetheart soon. So I like that a lot, like the fact and just like the way that all of them interacted, and like when you finally get them all back to like coming back together, it was a fun little like, oh, everything's gonna be happy again, and it's really not that great at all, you know, like some shit's still going down. I thought one of my other favorite things was Johnny Depp fucking masterfully making one of the best portrayals of a villain who's like who knows what he's doing is bad but doesn't care because it's going to get to a point where what he wants it to be. Like, it's not one of those things where like he's trying to do things that are better. He tries to spin it like, I'm doing this for the magic people. But, you know, fuck the nomadges and stuff. But, you know, for the most part, he's just doing it because he wants to.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
like, oh, you're that kind of like, sneaky bastard who makes everyone think that he's doing it for them. But really, he's doing it for him.
Yeah, this was a reminder that when Johnny Depp has something that he could really sink his teeth into, there's not a lot of people better, you know, that do it right now. So this was one of those ones where you got to play a fun, cool... evil character.
Yeah,
like, fuck yeah, dude. Like, Johnny Depp is the perfect actor for this role.
And then the third thing I liked about it was the expanding on the magic realms that we get to see, like the whole circus thing where they go to the statue and they walk underneath and they're in the same place but it's shrouded in magic, And then, like, you go into, like, the elevator comes out of that one thing, but there's normal, there's, like, non-magic people just walking by, but they don't see this elevator growing out of the ground.
Yeah.
And then people go into it and just disappear. You have that, and you had, like, obviously you saw a little bit of that with the Ministry, well, not Ministry of Magic, but you saw, obviously, like, the elevator and Ministry of Magic from the first from the Harry Potter movies. But when they go to, in the first, in Fantastic Beasts 1, you see him go to Maxa, which is the Magical Congress of the United States of America, and they go through one set of doors, and it's the same building, but when they go through, it's a different,
yeah,
like, inside, you know, that thing. You've got to see more of that with this, like, the circus and stuff. And even the fact that you walk in this little tent, and there's this massive, giant tent they're inside of. You got Newt's apartment. You walk up, and it's just, like, this regular apartment that he has a set of stairs that just goes down and down and down, and there's like a snow area, and then there's the water area that fills up, but yet the water doesn't come past the columns. You know, that whole thing just, like, ridiculous. You know, it's like a bigger, more elaborate version of his briefcase, but in, like, the storm cellar, I guess, of his apartment, or what do you want to call it? You know what I mean? I don't even know what it is. It's like, you turn left in this whole door, and you head down the stairs, and guess what? You're in a completely open, there's no reason this should be here place. You know what I mean? The big labyrinth of shit. And the fact there's just, like, animals everywhere is just amazing.
Yeah.
In there too. But the thing I was surprised about is the nonchalant just death of people in this fucking movie.
Yeah.
So right off the bat, to go to your guys' point with the whole amazing escape from the rainstorm, is he's hitting people with lightning.
Yeah.
I was like, that motherfucker get hit by lightning? Oh, he ain't walking that off. You know, and he's getting ready to drown some motherfuckers in the back of the carriage. He throws the one guy off the side of the driver's seat. And I was like, okay. And then, like, the murdering of that one family and their child to take over the apartment.
The kid part was...
I was like, oh.
He just stares at it and then walks out. And one of his lackeys just, fucking...
Yeah, I was like, holy shit. It's so beneath him to kill a nomad. He lets someone else do it.
Yeah.
People would say, well, because he's... No, he didn't, like, flinch when she did it. He just, like, this blow me. This is what I have them for. And, like, that whole thing, like, even, like, the... when they're in the final showdown area and inside the graveyard and that little weird little Colosseum thing, and the one Aura shoots that one lady dead with the green magic, I'm like, that bitch super dead.
Yeah,
like, they killed a few people in Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. You know, like, when Credence turns into the fucking crazy full final formation, you want to call him, and he's, like, murdering, like, the Shaw guy, and he murders his adopted mom. But it's like, this, they're like, nah, dead. I was like, okay, all right. You guys don't give a shit. Like, that dude got hit by lightning.
Yeah.
Like, you don't walk away from that, especially if you're flying a broom in the middle of a storm. You're covered in water. Water and electricity ain't so great for you.
Yeah.
If you get hit by electricity, especially a bolt of lightning, which is a whole lot more electricity than you want to get hit by. So, like, I thought that was just, like, I was shocked. I was like, oh, man. Like, I know it's supposed to be more adult, and, like, but I was like, I was not ready for that at all. It truly shocked me how much they just let death fly in it. And it wasn't even, like, the Harry Potter had death in it. You know, they had some on-screen deaths with, like, you know, like, well, I mean, it was Dobby. But, like, they had those, but they had, like, a lot of it was, like, you didn't really see much of it. And this was, like, nope, let them die. Fuck them. Fuck them. You know what I mean? So, that was pretty cool. But, yeah, that's mine. And I liked it a lot. A lot. I'm really excited for the next one, or next two, or whatever it is we're getting. Mainly so I can figure out what the fuck's going on. Maybe get some clarity on who's who and why they're who they are, because they build up so much of this, like, story and, like, elements of people knowing who people are, like Leela Lestrange. Everyone knows the Lestrange family, and everyone obviously knows the Dumbledore family, and, like, Grindelwald's this big huge thing that, like, is, like, this blip of a line from the Harry Potter movies. And, like, and same with Newt, like, that's where it came from. It's like, oh, did you get your, you know, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them? book and all that stuff and like these little things, but like they're just opening all these doors, and we got like really no more detail, and I really want to know like how bad was the Lestrange family. Like, he was literally taking women from other men and trying to have this perfect child with them.
Yeah.
Which is very, very Hitlerish of him, you know what I mean? And it's like, but then it's like, that's like this little thing. Oh, it's a traumatic backstory for him. Like, no, that's a really big thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's a really like, massive thing. So much so that there's a dude who believes that Credence is that half-brother of his and wants to murder him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, dang. And then you find out that she actually essentially killed that baby by letting it drown.
Yeah.
And I was like, this has got really dark. And now I know why she's fucked up. Because, like, if you that happens, obviously, like, when you saw, like, her face the mirror, like Mike was saying, you see that, like, the shrouded body look like it's floating there. And then you see the realization of what it is later, because you see that same image of the baby wrapped in the thing going underwater. You're like, oh yeah, no, that's for sure something that you should fear.
Yeah.
And I was like, god damn. Yeah, it's crazy. And that's another thing. They show a baby die.
Yeah.
Like, we see a kid get killed in a room. We don't really see it happen, but you see the green flash. You know that kid's dead. It
happens off screen, yeah.
But, like, this kid, you're seeing, again, you don't see the baby, it's shrouded, but it's like, you know that was the baby because a minute ago it was crying.
Yeah.
Boat flipped over. That same bundle of cry is now sinking. We know what happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So kind of crazy that way. But that's my thoughts. And I want to know who Credence actually is. His actual relation to Dumbledore.
Whether he's a brother or cousin, just
nephew,
relative of some.
Yeah.
Way.
Clearly, they're specifying that he is a relative because of, you know, obviously that he tells him his name, which could be a lie. But then you see the Phoenix, and the fact that Phoenix only show themselves to Dumbledore family members. It's like,
yeah,
all right, well, clearly that is you trying to tell me that's exactly what this is. But man, oh man, it looks awesome.
Yeah,
future looks bright. If you know what I mean. Gotta wear shades.
What?
Yeah. What else we got?
So that was Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah.
We all enjoyed it.
Yeah, we did.
We did get a lot of announcements this past week, especially from Netflix.
Fuck, Netflix on fire.
Let's hear them.
And did we get any new trailers for stuff? We did.
This past week. Yeah, there's Lego Movie 2, new trailer for that. There was the Lion King teaser trailer,
which was fantastic looking. Oh, fucking
crazy.
I meant to go back and look. Did they match the original?
Someone did. Like right afterwards it popped up where they put them top and bottom.
So it did match the original.
Oh yeah, it's pretty fucking close. The scenes are a little different.
Right. That's how most of these Disney ones have been.
But just like how Jungle Book was like essentially shot for shot, this was literally the same. Like I was like, oh, man, and they threw in like the bits, like the real emotional bits.
Oh yeah,
like you hear James Earl Jones,
which is fantastic that he's back for
yep.
this.
You see the buffalo running or bite. What are, I don't even know. Those aren't buffaloes, are they? They're whatever the things is that he ends up getting trampled by. Mm-hmm. They're not buffaloes. They're something else.
Buffalo, water buffalo.
Are they buffalo? I don't think they're buffalo though. I could look it up. Doesn't matter. But you see them running, and they start to go down in the gorge. Is where you realize, like, obviously, where you know Scar pushes him off into. You see the whole like Pride Rock thing where he lifts him up and like he rubs the thing on there. The one thing is I was watching this one, or not watching, but I was looking at these like someone's like posted these pictures of things that were slightly different in it, and like one of the ones was like when Rafiki picks him up or comes over to him when I can't remember his mom's name, she's holding him and he's gonna rub that shit on his forehead.
Uh-huh.
In the animated one, it's a fruit he opens up, like a pomegranate type thing.
Yeah.
And this one, it's like a root he cracks and then rubs on him, which I thought was a weird change, but also it didn't matter to me, I guess. It just had that same like weird, like, I don't know why they even did that in the first one, you know, other than it's just something.
It's just a ritualistic thing.
Yeah, they could just, you know, so it was like, it's weird that they they made that difference, but also it looked on the I want to say live action, but I don't know how live action technically is, but there's no humans in it. But the new remake of it just seemed more practical and looked cooler, and it wasn't nearly as vibrant as the liquid was. It was just more of a faint red on the fur.
Yeah,
but it looked. I mean, in the poster. The teaser poster. Have you seen the teaser poster? Mm-hmm. Where he's stepping forward and his paw's touching the bigger paw, which you obviously realize is probably his dad's.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, man. But when James Earl Jones starts to speak up, I was like, oh, this is amazing. And then they show them weird creatures that he gets fucking run over by. I was like, oh, no! Like, I was already getting ready to tear up. I was like, this is a teaser!
It's weird that
my emotions are broken!
To have James Earl Jones come back, but nobody else from the OG cast.
I really
just have to say exactly that. He's very iconic. His voice is super iconic in being able to do Mufasa's voice. I really couldn't see needing to bring back anybody else. I mean, you're gonna want to bring back JTT there for
Jonathan Taylor Thomas. He's bringing up Home Improvement guy.
Yeah, or to play Simba. Little Simba,
Teenage Simba.
Yeah, so I don't think that anybody
play grown-up Simba too?
No, I don't think he did.
Not grown-up Simba, like the...
No, I don't think he did. I don't think he did.
I didn't look that
up.
I'm
saying 100%.
I'm looking up.
But he was very young at the time, so I know he did the voice of young Simba.
Yeah.
I don't think he did the voice of older Simba.
That's what I'm looking up, because I...
Yeah, I know. I got what you're tippy-typing on there.
I almost clicked on the musical one. That would not give me the same...
Matthew Broderick did Simba.
Right. Yeah. He did the adolescent version, or Taylor Thomas did the adolescent version of him. Yeah.
Yes. So saying that, I could definitely see that maybe if you brought back him to play older Simba, might not be too bad. Although he might sound a little too old. I'm not really sure how Matthew Broderick sounds right now. It's been a while since he's.
Well, I'm just saying, like, everyone off the top of my head, I think everyone's pretty much alive. That it was just weird
definitely.
One person is coming back to reprise their roles when because it's just an animated movie again. You could add.
Right. You could put all of them back in there.
It just seems weird.
Your only change in the movie is going from Jonathan Taylor Thomas to Matthew Broderick's voice. Those are the only difference, but you could definitely bring
Nala and any kid to adults.
I guess Nala. Yeah. I forgot about Nala. Yeah. But anybody else.
It's not a complaint. I just thought it was bizarre that you have one guy come back when everyone is available to come back.
Do you have the cast list in front of you?
The new one? Or the old one?
The old one.
The old one, yeah.
I'm curious who played Zazu.
Mr. Bean.
Yeah,
Mr.
It was Rowan Atkinson.
Oh, okay, Rowan Atkinson.
Yeah.
Nobody knows his real name, Cody. Calm down.
Well, I know his real name, but you say Rowan Atkinson, it sounds like an actual actor, but you say Mr. Bean, I'm like, oh yeah, it's that British guy that doesn't speak and does the whole
He also played a guy who had necrolepsy in Mike's favorite movie, Whoopi Goldberg, in it.
Rat Race.
See?
I was thinking Rex.
Theodore Rex.
Second favorite movie with Whoopi Goldberg in it.
Closely
followed by Ghost.
No, because in the new one, Zazu is played by what's his balls from the
HBO. This week's tonight.
Last week tonight, John Oliver.
John Oliver.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we had that trailer drop. What other trailers dropped this past week? I know you've mentioned a couple. I don't remember any bigger ones that. No. That I have actually sat down and watched after you've been, like, texted it out.
I have a tendency to do that.
You have a tendency to do that.
You act like it's a bad thing.
At the most inopportune times.
You can get to them. It's not like they disappear. It's not Snapchat.
Yeah. But Snapchat.
There's, like, 40 different texts in between those posts of yours.
True. It's true. That's a true statement he made.
It's a definite true statement.
Movie-wise, there wasn't really any other big ones. I didn't watch the trailer yet for it, but Artemis Fowl, the new Disney adaptation of the book, debuted. Apparently it's causing ruffling of feathers of people.
Haven't read the book. I don't even know what it's about, so I couldn't even give a shit about it.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, like, I don't know, it's supposed to be this, like, beloved book, and, like, Richard Branagh has done, like, he changed certain things that you can just tell right away, I guess, from the trailer. Because, you know, how people hold books so sacred when it comes to fucking making them into movies.
Right.
I think it was really it for trailer-wise.
We got the... did we talk about the Deadpool trailer with...
Yeah, we talked about it last week.
Yeah, we talked about it last week.
Once Upon a Deadpool.
Once Upon a Deadpool.
Part of the title of last week's episode.
But I think one of the biggest... biggest things, we got all the announcements over the past couple days from Netflix about them just dropping money left and right.
Dropping tons of money.
So what projects are they involved in right now?
Well, the big one Joe's referring to is the live-action Cowboy Bebop series.
Which I'm excited.
What?
What?
And very hesitant about.
Which, I mean, your hesitation I understand completely because...
The track record for going from anime to live action is much like going from a video game to live action. It's not that great so far.
And it's not just them. It's not just Netflix.
It's not Netflix. It's
almost everybody who makes a live action version of an anime has, we'll say, not so much hit the mark on there. Joe's referring mainly to the Netflix stumble of Death Note, which was definitely drastically different and in its own right was fun, but was not what
right.
the source material should have been.
I will go into it to say that I'm not like a fan of the source material. I wouldn't even say that I've watched probably a full episode, but just watching the live action show just wasn't fun or anything for me.
They got the characters wrong.
Yeah.
For sure. I'm not even going to lie about that. They're every bit of it, except for the demon themselves, was drastically not correct. Like Light was, who's the main character, was nothing like he was in the anime, and for like no part other than not being Asian. But
you're not even talking about that. You're talking about like personality.
Personality.
You're talking about. Like, they could have just changed his race, and as long as his personality and everything else would have been the same.
I think a lot of people would have been okay with it.
Right.
The fact that he was not the same. It was almost like they just didn't... They definitely did not take from the source material.
They definitely took the idea of the source material and just adapted it into their own
Which they got
thing.
Spot on. Because it's a notebook that you write people's names into and how you want them to die.
And they die.
And that happens that way.
Yeah.
That's the premise of it, and they got that spot the fuck on. Now, the rest of it, terrible. Fun, if you don't know the source material. I knew the source material. Once I watched the trailer, I was like, well, I'm not going to even make this think that it's a direct, it's an adaptation. It's more of just like a, hey, this is our version of it.
An American reimagining of it.
Yep.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, even not as a fan of the source material, of being somebody that has watched a single episode, watching this, it just didn't feel like a great movie. Like,
oh,
the live
not.
Actions part of it, the CG, all that stuff was pretty good, but there's just it just wasn't good to me.
No.
Yeah. So that's my kind of fear, is that they're going to transition this, because this is actually my favorite anime series out there, because this hits everything that I love. You know, space, and you have
big titties.
Yes.
Dogs.
But yes. You know, space. Smart corgis, space. You have bounty hunters. You have just these wildly quirky and
ridiculous,
interesting and ridiculous characters. And also the other thing that I like about this series is that among anime, it doesn't have that like over. There's a term for it, and I can never remember what it is, but it's that over display of emotion on characters. You know, like where characters like get big heads and blah blah. Ed does it, but
Ed's its own little character.
Ed's its own little character, and so I allow it to happen, and it can actually be more funny. I suppose when it's every character doing it, it takes away from it for me, but when it's only one character doing it,
I always looked at it.
It adds more to it.
Because like when in like a lot of anime, that's just like everyone does it and it's norm. There's some animes that even poke fun out of it, like when they do. Like one of my favorite new animes is My Hero Academia, and they even when they do that sort of thing, like does something embarrassing and like starts to cry blood, It's pretty fucking weird. Like, if you think about it, like, if you saw someone crying blood, like, well, that person needs a doctor, like, real quick, or an exorcism. And in My Hero Academia, they actually make fun of it. Like, why is he crying blood? Like, they say it. Like, it's really funny that way. But I always looked at it with being a huge fan of anime and a huge fan of Cowboy Bebop. When Ed does it, to me, it's always like, that's Ed. But the only person technically can see that is Ed and maybe Ayn.
Right.
And no one else, everyone else just sees this asexual looking teenager reacting, but yes, not reacting the way we visually see them. That's more of like our insight into Ed and how Ed lives.
Yes.
But no one else sees the big eyes and the drooly face and things like that. They just see an overreaction by somebody. That's the way I always looked at it.
And it's perfectly fine. And it would explain a lot to me for that aspect, just being able to, you're seeing it through her, his. I actually don't even remember if they,
I don't think they actually specify
whether it's a,
I want to say they the character's name is Edward, but who knows if that's a male or female name.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Come on now.
It
could be either one.
But yeah, so that's my, I really love this. Plus, and I was trying to look it up here real quick. They said that it's going to be 10 episodes.
They ordered 10 at first, yes.
10 at first. There are 26 total episodes, not including the movie.
Yep.
Will we get a episode for episode remake? Like, how is this going to go?
I do know that it has been stated by Netflix and their partners with this, which are like a bunch, that they have.
Because we do have the original creators, right?
The creative team behind it.
Behind
the guy who wrote the original first episode will be writing the very first episode.
And they are executive producers and consultants and writers of the live action.
Yep.
So it does give a little bit more credence to it. But about the episodes.
So I mean, yeah, they obviously there's 26 episodes in the original series. They did, and then the movie that fell in between, which is a really crazy thing, but like it was done later, but it was pretty awesome in general that way. But the big thing, like they haven't really told us anything about like how the structure is going to go, but the first season only being 10 episodes, I think is more of just, hey, let's, like, Netflix isn't really big on the whole pilot thing. There's like, we like your idea. Here's a dump truck full of money. Go make 10 episodes, and if it does well, we'll give you another dump truck full of money, and you can make more episodes, and we'll see how it goes from there.
Right.
But what's nice about it is it looks like Netflix is, and again, I believe the Death Note movie wasn't originally a Netflix movie. It was bought by Netflix and turned into a Netflix original, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think they produced it from the beginning. I'd have to look it up, but they are like, they're really ramping up their anime portfolio. And they earlier this year, a month or so ago, they announced that they're doing a live action version of the Last Airbender, Avatar. Yep. Last Airbender.
Yep.
And they're bringing back their creators of the show, and they're actually running, they're actually doing it. So like, they're taking the people who made what people loved and just giving them the money to make it live.
Yeah.
And you could easily do that nowadays with no big issue. I mean, this is still cost a lot of money, but you can do it. I mean, that you have that because you have a show like, for example, one of Joe's favorites, The Expanse.
Yes.
Has amazing special effects in it, and yes, it was on a television program. It was a television program.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we're in a point where you can definitely do it. It costs some money still, but if you're willing to spend that money, some channels aren't sci-fi, then you can do it, and it looks good. Sci-fi, to their credit, was very ambitious with that show. There was a lot to it because they did anti-gravity. They did no gravity, zero gravity. They did a lot of space stuff, which without being cheap would look very terrible,
mm-hmm,
but they did a very good job with it. But some other stuff like Happy. Yeah, like the most you have to do is a blue cartoon that floats around.
Yeah.
But like, that's it. But then you have the Magicians, which really their failing thing on that one is makeup. Not even the special effects half of it. It's the makeup. When you put it on certain people, it just looks like people wearing makeup. But they have like floating ships. I'm like, okay, well, that looks like a floating ship. That's pretty good.
Right.
Then you have a guy with like supposed to have six fingers, and you can tell it's just an extra finger that doesn't actually bend. You're like, well, that's kind of shitty. Technically, in the book, he's supposed to have like 37 fingers, but we're not going to split hairs. But I like the fact that they're doing this, and like Cowboy Bebop is going to run into that realm of like The Expanse, where there's a lot of space shit going on, but even the planets have a lot of space shit going on.
Yes.
Because they have they have living environments that are like on asteroids.
Yeah.
Like The Expanse does. But unlike The Expanse, they build giant bubbles around these things that people live in these biospheres.
Mm-hmm.
And it's full like New Arizona City.
Yeah.
Is like a desert city in space.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay. You know what I mean? Like, and then you go to a planet. And they're on like a planet.
And you go to Mars. Yeah.
Yeah, you go to Mars. You go to Earth.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, like.
You have some of the more outer places, the moons of Jupiter or Saturn. Or can't remember.
Yeah, because eventually I think they do it. One of them is on
a lot of it takes place in Mars and on also on space stations and whatnot.
Yep.
And yeah, those are such a different environment that they're going to be interesting to see how they do.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty crazy. But I think, I mean, the nice thing about it is it's grounded enough. I say grounded
enough. It's grounded enough that you could literally film a city and just call it that area and then just CG in maybe some ships flying around in the background or something.
And you could do it easy on sound stages where you just have building fronts and you digitize everything else in.
Yeah.
And that's easily done nowadays. I mean, shit, they do that for regular cable TV nowadays. So, you know, like, shit, they do it network television now, actually.
What is that noise? Oh, you might not hear it because it's.
Yeah, what does it sound like?
I don't know. It was like running water or something.
Yeah, that was weird.
Mike, you peeing again?
A little bit.
Damn, my carpet's going to be ruined.
Got scared.
He got scared.
Got scared. Had to pee. Sorry.
So yeah, it's really exciting that the stuff they're announcing. It's crazy that they're doing a live action one, but you definitely don't want to go back and try and make a new animated version of it because you're going to get shit on no matter what.
Why do that?
Because it's like, the first one, even though it's, I want to say old, it's from 1998. It's still really good. The animation is really solid.
That brings me just to a thought that are they bringing back the original soundtrack?
Yes, they will be making it the funky jazz intros. They literally said they want to capture what they had in the anime.
I wonder, are they just taking that original soundtrack and repurposing it, or are they bringing back yellow seatbelts or the seatbelts?
The seatbelts, yeah. They may bring them back and have, I mean, if they're and even just, a functional thing anymore,
just
and just make them. renew it. Yeah, they want to have that super crazy, you know, stylized intro with the crazy jazz music and
because that was fucking, another huge aspect of the show was just the music,
yeah,
and how it just flowed into the feel. It made the feel of some scenes and just emphasized the feel of some scenes. And I want that back. And I want Amazon. I want Apple Music to give me that fucking music. It's not on there. It's not
to for Apple Music or just to buy in general.
Apple Music.
Okay. Yeah. The streaming portion is
the streaming portion.
Really weird when it comes to soundtracks.
Yeah.
Really fucking weird when it comes to soundtracks. I don't know why. I do know why, but it's shitty nowadays.
Yeah.
We pretty should have gone there anyways. But yeah. So I mean, it's really exciting. That's a thing that we're encroaching, and it's funny because like I want to say it was sometime last year it was announced that it was going to be on Amazon originally by a company called Tomorrow Studios, which is actually still doing it with Netflix now. And then there's still, I guess there's still talks that Keanu Reeves wants to do the live action movie. That he has a deal with like Fox that's like super dragging its heels to even get like almost anything started on it because he wants to play Spike.
Have you seen, I know it's a slightly off subject, but you brought up Keanu Reeves. Have you seen anything about his movie Replicas?
Yeah, that trailer looks fucking nuts.
I haven't seen the trailer.
They released the second one a couple weeks ago.
I saw the poster before.
Was it the two of hims?
What?
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves, dope.
Yeah, it's a crazy fucking horror sci-fi movie. That shit looks nuts. Alice Eve and a couple other Thomas Middleditch from Silicon Valley's in it.
Mm.
That little nerdy fuck.
Whoa.
But
he can say that. He's nerdy.
Haha, and my fuck.
And a fuck.
damn it. Backfired on me. But yeah, that movie looks nuts because, like, he basically makes robot clones of his family who died in a car accident.
Hmm.
But then he doesn't tell anybody. And he passes them off as his family.
I think I saw something about that a long time ago.
Yeah, they basically makes them.
Did they push that back?
It got they gave us a teaser for it, like, way early last year.
Yeah.
And then, like, they're like, yeah, this, you know, it's one of those things where, like, they made it, and then they were looking for, like, distributors to buy into it so they could finish, like, I guess special effects or something in it, or I don't know what it was, but you can watch the new trailer, and it makes way more sense than the first trailer. Not that the first trailer is like, oh my god, I can't figure out what's going on in this. It's just they don't really give you much of what else is going on other than the fact that he made a replica, is like, blah, blah, blah. And then it's when you get more of the baseline story. But it looks pretty cool. And they released did you watch the one for that Captive State movie? That crazy alien invasion movie with your boy John Candy? Or John Goodman? John Candy. That'd be weird.
Oh, yeah.
John,
that'd be a little weird.
Looks super fucking weird.
Yeah.
And the fact we still haven't seen aliens in it.
Yeah.
We've seen ships. And we know there's aliens because they told us there's aliens. But it could be one of those things where, like, yeah, it's just humans from, like, a distant star that we, like, once shot out, like, an egg and a sperm to a planet one time and it just made other people.
Made this.
Yep. And now they're here to be like, hey, we come from here originally. Get it? Come from here?
Ah.
Rim job. That's an inside joke. That's a shot. Anyhow, I think that's it. And Netflix announced about other stuff. They showed the trailer for the new Ultraman anime. They announced that Neon Genesis
Evangelion.
Evangelion. I always mess that name up.
Neon.
Yeah, dude. Listen,
it's Neon Genesis event. Yeah,
Evangelion. Yeah.
It's weird, but that's coming to first time ever streaming is going to be hitting in April when the Ultraman cartoon or anime comes out. And obviously the live action version of Cowboy Bebop, the live action version of Avatar: Last Airbender, and apparently a bunch of other stuff they even have planned too. They haven't like talked about like how this year was like they're like, hey, we're gonna destroy the world of comedy and just release comedy special after comedy special after comedy special. There's so much though that you literally can't keep up, which is what happened to me.
Yeah,
there's so many that like. I literally forget every Friday there's a new one, and I'm like, I pop, I'm like, wow, where the fuck, where'd this one fucking come from? Then I realize like, it's like the following like week.
There's
like
three more that I really need to see.
Yeah, right.
You know,
yeah.
That I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, you know? But I think it's going to be the same thing. Like, they're going to start doing this stuff with like anime next. They're like, next year's like, new anime series every Friday. You're like, are you fucking kidding me?
Right.
Yeah, goddamn.
Dropping the whole series. Yeah.
There was an article I didn't read, and I'm not going to really tell you about it, but I read that byline.
It was good.
What is no,
the title was really good.
Well, the title intrigued me, so I saved it, but it was Apple and Netflix are changing how studios think of producing content, and I was like, save for later, and I just haven't gone back and later and read it. It was yesterday I saw it, so.
You got time.
Faux show. News on Snapchat.
No, usually if those things, if you don't read them right away, in my experience, they don't get read.
It's probably true. There's a lot of saved articles on my
Apple News. I will go back and read. That's why I stopped saving them.
Like, save for later.
I'm going to go back and read this because this looks interesting. Like I had a lot of technical papers and stuff that I was going to go back and read because they sounded really interesting, and I still haven't. In fact, I think I still have them bookmarked on here.
Probably. They sync across your devices.
Ha!
But I think that's it for this week's episode, everybody.
Yeah.
Fantastic Beasts and Space Cowboys.
Yeah. Fantastic
Space Cowboys.
There we go. Something like that. We'll think of a name. Anyhow, that's it for this week's episode.
And Where to Find Them. Part 2.
Cowboy Bebop and Where to Find Them.
The Crimes of Bebop.
Spike. Which I can't think of his name right now.
Spike Spiegel?
Spiegel, that's what it was.
Spiegel.
I was like, man, I know it. Anyhow, comes naturally, we are...
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. Thanks, everybody, for listening. As usual, you fuckers just came naturally. Oh, no, I'm caught.
Oh, damn it. I was trying to hold it.
He burped on air.